Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Join me now on Zoom from the Netflix show, Mr. Iglesias, my man, Fluffy Gabe. Welcome back, man.
What's up, dude? I've been following all your stories, man. You're here, you're there, you're everywhere. You're in Mexico doing shots of tequila with freaking De La Hoya. You're over there making a questionable Christmas film. You're all over, man.
Hey, I try to stay busy, man. It keeps me out of trouble. Hey, I was happy about the show coming back, though. I posted about you right there with a tequila to kick it off. And congrats, man, on another season. And, you know, I'm always so happy for your success because I tell everybody, I go, he's just as nice and a down-to-earth guy. He deserves everything he has. So congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. And I've already killed my my Blanco tequila. I haven't killed the Añejo one yet.
Okay. I'm going to have to keep you stocked then.
Good stuff right there, man. Good stuff.
Now, Gabe, I know obviously you're on the road a lot usually because of touring and with stand-up comedy and stuff. And I've gotten to see you a bunch of times. How is it now not being able to travel and just with this stay-at-home order right here? How are you holding up with that?
Dude, man, I got so bored. I started working out.
Dang. Hey, were you working out at my boy? Were you working out at Tengu's Boxing, my boy Ricky?
Yeah, well, no, I couldn't go over there because clearly they closed out the gyms. But I got a gym here. It used to be a coat rack, but now I actually use it.
Dang. How you like it?
I was on it, man. You know, I got a trainer that comes down and works out with me about four times a week.
Good for you.
It's quiet. I feel stronger. I get up easier. Things hurt less.
I can
see the benefits, but but I miss the road, man. I miss being on stage. I miss going out there and doing my thing. And I'm going on 4 months now without doing stand up. And it's, I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, just when we thought the end was in sight, then a couple of monkey wrenches get thrown. I doubt it'll last throughout the whole year. And hopefully, at least as 2021 comes to us, things should get somewhat back to a semi-normal where we could at least be around crowds. Are you hearing anything different, or what is the buzz with at least the stand-up comedy tour out there regarding that?
I'm hearing that a few different, you know, comics are finding ways of doing it. There's, of course, you know, the video Zoom type of stand-up shows. There's people doing shows at drive-ins and they're performing on stage and people are in their cars. They're trying to find ways to social distance. And you know what? If they can pull it off, good for them. I just, unfortunately, I can't do it. I'm either doing it the way that I was with a live audience or I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing like that, that energy that you feel right there. Meanwhile, people can be checking out a lot of TV, and part two of Mr. Iglesias just dropped on Netflix not too long ago. What's going on this season?
Man, well, Netflix has broken up the season into two parts. So it's this is season two, part two right now currently. And then in the fall, it's going to be season two, part three. So it's weird. I mean, I think they're
spreading the love.
It's like a season three without the race. They found a way to tweak it out there, but it's a fun season. There's a little hint of love in the air. There's gonna be there's a little mini novella going on there amongst all the different stories with change. And I think that the show has a lot of stuff that's going to be very relevant to right now. And you know, luckily we got the show done before everything happened, but a lot of stuff is you know, hitting home right now.
Yeah. Based on, eerily similar, huh? So tell me about your love interest. Have you had kissing scenes yet?
I ain't saying nothing.
We got to watch. Oh,
you gotta watch, man.
Okay. But judging by that smile, though, I guess it went well. I guess it went well right there. What about a real life player? What's up with the love interest in real life? You still rocking single right now, or?
I'm that's what I'm claiming on my taxes. So we're gonna go with that one for now.
Hey, there you go, smart man right there, smart man. You got them that cool little dog though, huh?
Which one? Yeah, was I got one that's, and this is gonna look wrong because I know it looked like I'm reaching behind me.
Are you pulling it out of your pocket? Is it your back pocket? Oh, dang, you're like a magician. I love it.
No, these guys are always close by, and they pop up. So,
oh, there's that little guy. Oh, I forgot you got. So do you just have two right now?
Yeah. Well, there's another one under the table. He's a little too heavy, and I've only got two hands.
Oh, so cute.
The one is like 15 or something, right?
This is Risa, and Risa is 15 years old.
That might be the coolest little dog I've ever seen with his little tongue right there. 15, man. That's, ooh, what's the math on that? 15 times 7?
I mean, that's...
That's old.
That's old.
This dog is in better shape than anyone here at the office. Yeah.
We're all big dog lovers here, dude. So that's awesome. We love to see that.
I get her weekly vitamin treatments.
Yeah.
I think this dog's basically roided up.
Juice that dog up. I might have to start doing that with my little dog, Julio.
How old's your dog, Julio?
He's 11 now, bro, and he's a French bulldog. So, you know, that's up there. Like, pobrecito, like, I don't think he can see you too well because he's running into stuff now. He's getting in there. Hopefully, though. Hey, send me over the juicing things, whatever you're juicing him up with. I'll get my dog. He'll come out looking like Terry Crews on the next one.
You know your wife's in, for sure.
Actually, my dog went blind 2 years ago. And she had cataracts. No, is it cataracts? Or?
Yeah, cataracts.
Her eyes were completely blue. Mm. And took her in, and they fixed her up. She's got bionic eyes, so she could see again.
Oh, wow.
She's good to go.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to have to do that. I'm about there with Julio, so okay, good. She's awesome right there. Have you been writing at all, Gabe, as far as I know you can't perform on the road, nor do you want to, but... what about just material? Are you jotting stuff down for when that day comes, or?
No, bro. I mean, the last thing I want to do is talk about COVID or talk about any of the issues with like just trying to go get a coffee and having to wear masks and stuff like that. When I go back, if I get to go back, I'll address it with like something small, like maybe a little video at the beginning of the show, just to let people know, hey, we went through a lot, but now we're here and let's just.
Yes.
I'm going to hit the ground running just like that. I don't want to dwell on any of this because I think people are just tired of it.
I'm with you.
You know, I'll talk about what it's like now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, smart. I love that. All right. Before I let you go, man, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Quick questions, quick answers. Yeah. I'm ready.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Favorite show that I've watched during quarantine? Dead to Me.
Dead to Me. Okay.
Yes.
Which one is that one?
It's the
one
with Christina Applegate
show? Yeah, okay,
I just finished season one. It's amazing.
I got to get in that.
It's a white novella. It's really good.
Yeah. Oh, good. I want to check it out.
That's the perfect description for it.
There's like two seasons?
Yeah.
There's two seasons? Okay, I'm going to do it.
They just announced the third and final, I think.
Okay, I'm going to have to get into that. Okay, good. Nickname growing up?
Kikino.
Kikino. I like Kikino. Why'd you go with Fluffy, not Kikino?
Well, Fluffy just seemed, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Kikino. Kikino was just, it's a nickname that I don't know what family member came up with it.
Cause I've heard of Kiki, but I haven't heard of Kikino.
Yeah. Kikino sounds like Pepino.
Yeah. That's what's funny about it.
I have no idea how they came up with it, but, that was the nickname growing up.
Okay. Well, just so you know, I'm calling you that from now on. Just, you know. Kikino, what's something that you learned in 2020?
What is something that I've learned in 2020? I've learned that I'm in a much better mood when I get a full 8 hours of sleep. I've never gotten so much sleep in my life. Like, I go to bed and I wake up and I'm sore from just sleeping.
God, I'm so jealous. That sounds amazing.
I mean, you got to figure, I was going to bed late. We had to always wake up early to, you know, go to the airport, get on the tour bus, go check into the hotel, go for sound checks, go get something to eat. And so I was always go, go, go. So I've never had time to just sleep.
Yeah. And it's awesome, huh? I'm so jealous. What's been your favorite place to perform stand-up?
Favorite place to perform stand-up? It's a tie between El Paso and San Antonio. And I got to just say it's because the people are so amazing. They're just so welcoming. I feel like, you know, when people come out to see me in those venues, in those cities, I feel like it's like family. It feels really, really close to those two cities.
Yeah, I love those two cities. Yeah, I agree. Best part of quarantine for you?
All the sleep. All the sleep. And all the Postmates, man. Like, food coming.
Huh.
Yeah, Postmates and Uber Eats, that's, it can go either way, man. That's either the greatest thing to happen or the worst thing to happen. But
no, God bless those guys.
It shows up in 35 minutes. So I basically go in the bathroom, I go blow it up.
Wow. Damn, we're living the same life, Holmes. We've got the same lifestyle. Hey, Kikino, last question. How many Splendas are you putting into your venti coffee these days?
All right. I am putting
one.
10.
Oh, that's good. 10's good because at one point, wasn't it, you were throwing down like 18 or 20, wasn't it?
Oh, no, that's Sherry Shepherd was pulling 22 Splendas. 20 iced tea.
Yeah, I asked her about that. She told me, I remember she was proud of it.
I think technically that's putting iced tea in your Splenda.
Yeah, at that point. Okay, so 10's good, player. 10's good. I love that you had one handy right there. I just finished mine too.
I had posted online what my Starbucks order was, and Splenda got a hold of me, and they sent me a big old freaking Pablo Escobar bag of Splenda. And they're like, you know, we got you.
Oh, we got you. God, that's awesome. Dang, I'm jealous of your sleep and Splenda. This interview right here. Hey, man, it's always great to catch up with you, brother. Congrats. Hopefully I'll get to see you soon. And God bless you, man.
Hey, bro, real quick.
Yeah.
De La Hoya reached out to me because I got my own Funko toy. You know, the little Funko Pops?
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's all bugging me about, like, how do I get one? What do I do? I had him, I had one made for him. And, yeah, I made a De La
Hoya. Oh, that's tight. Hey, I'm going to see him later today, too.
Well, you tell that baboso, I've been asking him where to send it, and he hasn't given me an address.
Hey, you want me to have my assistant go pick it up right now? And I'll give it to him. All right. Hey, text me right now your address, and I'll have my assistant go and pick it up.
Andale, pues. And if you want to get one, dude, I got you.
That's tight. I got, they made a little Slater one. I don't have a Mario Lopez one, but they made a little Slater one.
What about a Tim Fraser one? Can I get one?
You got the guy? You got the pop-up guy? That's awesome. That is awesome.
Whatever you need, man, we can make one for everybody in the office. You know, we got the fluffy one. We got the De La Hoya one. We can make them big, small, you name it. It's my side hustle.
That's tight. I like it. We'll put it up right here.
That's tight.
All right, Kikino, hit me up with that address, and then I'll get you. Meanwhile, everyone, watch part two of Mr. Iglesias out now on Netflix. Thanks for checking in, bro.
Thanks, bro. See you soon.
All right, thanks. Hey, hit me up, though, for reals.
I'll text you right now.
Okay. On with Mario Lopez.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.